Hey, Keurig coffee drinkers. Need a cold coffee with a bold flavor? Dunkin' Cold K-Cup pods were specially crafted for cold coffee. Brew over ice straight out of the Keurig coffee maker for smooth, delicious Dunkin' taste you know and love. Find your next Dunkin' Cold coffee in the roasted coffee aisle.
This morning on the third hour of Today, holiday weekend, the rush underway to get away. From packed airports to high gas prices, we're going to fill you in on what we all need to expect when we hit the road. And flight savers, we've got the airplane gadgets that can make the schlep a little smoother. And fire up the grill. What's better than a smoked brisket for a summer cookout? Nothing. We've got the star of Monday's barbecue. That's today, Friday, May 27th, 2022.
Live from Studio 1A in Rockefeller Plaza, this is the third hour of Today.
Good morning and welcome to the third hour of Today on this Friday morning. I'm Chanel here with Al and Craig. Dylan is off on this Friday and we're off to a good start this morning.
Friday.
Busy.
Oh
yeah.
We had Kevin Bledsoe out there.
Oh my goodness.
I'm trying to get some spare ribs out of my teeth.
Potato salad, you know, my mama makes, it's kind of the gold standard of potato salad.
Yeah. That's good.
His is pretty great.
I mean,
it's like that Deborah Roberts potato salad.
Well, that's pretty good. Well, we'll have more coming up a little
that's
later
right.
this morning.
But of course, a lot of us buckling up for quite the ride this Memorial Day weekend. AAA estimating close to 40 million of us are going to be on the move over the next few days. Take a look. This is live at LAX. And airports, actually, that's pretty good for LAX.
Yeah, right, I gotta say, not bad.
But it's early right now.
Yeah.
6 a.m. That's right. Airports are feeling the crush. Roads packed as well. Even in spite of those sky-high gas prices, we got NBC's Jesse Kirsch joining us live from Chicago. Jesse's waiting to get on the road. Once we finish, he is hitting the road. But in the meantime, Jesse, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, good morning there, Al. Well, you know, I don't know that I want to be getting on that road personally. Right now, you can see the traffic already building here in Chicago. And right now, we've got rainy, chilly skies here, but hopefully it's warmer for a lot of other people who are looking to get the weekend started.
Okay, we know prices at the gas tanks looking rough right now. What are some of the easy ways to save on the ride?
Yeah, it's not looking pretty when you go to the pump, right? It seems like every day that price continues to be going up. So a couple quick things you can do. Check your tire pressure. AAA says that can help with your fuel efficiency. Also, if it's warmer where you are than it is where I am right now, don't go overboard with the AC. That can make a difference as well. And then there are apps like Waze and Gas Buddy that you can use to shop around to try to find the best deal on gas wherever you are.
What about folks who are hitting the skies? Yeah. I mean, airfare also skyrocketing, as you know, Jess. Does that seem to be deterring any flyers?
No, it really doesn't, Craig. We're seeing more people flying this year than last, according to AAA, and that's across the board for travel. Despite the skyrocketing costs on airfare, on gas, things like that, people are very much eager to get on vacation. Some people I talked with yesterday at a gas station saying, after what we've been through the last couple of years, they're just ready to get out there. It's going to cost them more, but they're ready to rip the Band-Aid off because they want to go on a vacation again.
On that note, I'm worried about traffic. If you're heading to the beach or any place where, you know, outside local cities where people flock to, is there a certain time that you guys have noticed that people should try to avoid the crowds?
Yeah, I think first off, right now, it's starting to get pretty bad out here. Even over the last couple hours, we've seen it picked up mid-morning, according to Gas Buddy, as well as early this afternoon. Those are the two of the times that you really want to try to avoid. And for people who have that work from home flexibility, they might be able to skip those rush hour periods, extend their vacation, go back later than Monday when a lot of people will be heading back as well. So if you can, work around those peak times. But bottom line, just have a good playlist ready in the car.
Exactly.
All right, Jesse.
What's on your playlist, Jesse? What do you listen to?
Well, it sounds like from what I heard earlier, I need to get some ABBA in the mix. Sounds like they're coming back.
No, that's only if you want your trip to feel like it's longer.
Oh, wow.
Thank you, Jesse.
Thank you, Jesse.
That's why.
My goodness, you guys have big plans this weekend?
Okay, take care, Jess. No, just going to do some grilling up at the house, hang out.
Yeah, what about you guys?
Lindsay's actually at the Indy 500,
I'll
be a single father this weekend.
But the good news is that she's letting you freelance. She hasn't sent you any lists or anything
you can just do
of things to
kids.
Do.
which is great.
Why are you trying to get me in trouble?
Just kind of let the kids roam free.
You're going to do stuff. You're going to take them to the movies.
I get lots of instructions.
Oh, my goodness.
I get lots of instructions.
He showed me one of the notes. There are people who show you how to build things that are less detailed.
Words than, yeah. Oh, yeah. Because, you know, she thinks that when she leaves,
that everything's going to fall.
Because you think the same thing when you leave.
No, I mean, it's good that she's giving you a guide.
Yeah, because you give guides,
anyway,
too.
I've really quickly, phone. Before we run out of time,
what are you
to my family and everybody listening in Wichita, Kansas. So you guys know, decades ago when I was a little girl, my grandmother started a choir.
Yeah. Sure.
It's called Arise, African Americans Renewing Interest in Spirituals Ensembles. They sing Negro spirituals. You don't hear those songs anymore. Well, they are performing. They're hitting the road.
Ooh.
Wichita should be proud. They're performing at the Kennedy Center this weekend.
Wow.
And the Memorial Day Parade in Washington, D.C. So I know it's big locally there in Wichita. So congratulations to the members of Arise in Wichita.
So you got that this weekend.
And then the kids are playing in soccer tournaments.
You're going to go to the movies?
We're going to be everywhere. All right. Top Gun, maybe?
Yeah.
Everybody's going to see it. Tom Cruise is set to be the star of the box office over the holiday with Top Gun Maverick. The long-awaited sequel has a 97% on Rotten Tomatoes, and the bar was high and could pull in close to $100 million.
I think that's low.
You think it'll be more than that?
Oh, yeah.
We'll
absolutely
see. It would make Tom, even just, not even just, but $100 million would make it Tom Cruise's biggest opening weekend ever and his first $100 million debut, which I'm happy about that, where you can come back stronger and better and better. Cruise apparently insisted all the actors playing pilots fly in fighter jets so they know exactly what it feels like, and even got the U.S. Navy to let them use F-18 Super Hornets. So
remember when Jay Ellis was here last week?
Oh, that's right.
He talked about it, and he said that you get squeezed, and every time he went up, there a little bit of him came out.
You saw it. How is it?
It's terrific.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, it is everything you want in a summer movie.
That's
it
so
is
good.
Spectacular.
Because, I mean, that's one of the, you make a sequel to Top Gun.
No, they got that right.
That could go either way.
It is. Although I will say, in the Roker household, Nick Roker wants to see Bob's Burgers, the movie.
So. You could do both.
All right. Didn't even know that was up.
That is. There you go.
By the way, speaking of classic movies, this morning Hollywood paying tribute to Ray Liotta this morning. The beloved actor died at 67 on Thursday. One of his most iconic roles, of course, was his mobster Henry Hill in Goodfellas. He actually stopped by Studio 1A a lot of times over the year. And I actually had the chance to spend some time at a very special cast reunion back in 2015.
Why do you think this film has resonated with so many for so long?
It's good. It's just a good movie. You're finding out and learning about this lifestyle that thank God, 99% of us don't know about.
Someone said earlier, Goodfellas made Ray Liotta, but you can't imagine that movie without Ray Liotta.
Absolutely.
He made the film as well.
Yeah.
He leaves behind an incredible body of work from Shoeless Joe Jackson and Field of Dreams.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Many Saints of Newark, where he played not one but two roles in that Sopranos prequel. But he was Hollywood Dick Malsitani. He was also his twin brother, Sal, as well. Liotta was at the time of his death in the Dominican Republic filming a movie. He died in his sleep. His fiance was with him. He also leaves behind a daughter as well. So our thoughts this morning are with his family.
That's right. And speaking of tributes, check out this amazing tribute to Foo Fighter drummer Taylor Hawkins. It's been 2 months since his tragic death. And of those many nods to his talent from both musicians and fans, this one might be the best one. There are 1,000 musicians in this group called What Else? The Rockin' Thousand. They put on an amazing show covering the Foo Fighters' classic song, My Hero, a fitting tribute for a music legend.
I want to check out that group, The Rockin' Thousand.
Amazing. Can you imagine being there in person, the sound?
Wow. I wonder who directs that. Like, who the conductor of 1,000
instruments? Look at that. Look at that.
That's pretty cool.
I mean, that's impressive.
I guess you have to go on YouTube to actually hear it.
Yeah.
We'll check it out. Well, coming up, we've got a very special reunion that's decades in the making between a veteran and dozens of folks whose lives he helped save. They're incredibly moving stories coming up next. Then later, a simple idea made this young woman into a viral sensation. We're going to find out how a simple sandwich helped her turn strangers into friends. As the third hour of today continues.
Sandwiches.
It's time to breathe easier this allergy season with Breathe Right Nasal Strips. With instant nasal congestion relief for up to 12 hours, you can spend your time on your terms, not on your noses. Stuffy nose from outdoor allergens? No problem. We got you. Allergy season just turned into stripping season. instant relief from nasal congestion anytime, anywhere. Need more convincing? Click the banner below and get a free sample. Breathe right. Get your strip on. Use as directed.
When you're hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match. With Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging to connect with candidates faster. Plus, 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/today. Just go to Indeed.com/today right now and support this show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/today. Conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
We are back with the latest in our Upside series, where we like to highlight all the good that's out there.
Yes, there is so much good out there. And this morning, a story more than four decades in the making, one of bravery, one of bonding as well. NBC senior consumer investigative correspondent Vicky Nguyen is here with our latest Upside.
Good morning. It was such a privilege to be able to do this story. This is Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month, and we are highlighting one man's life-saving decision and its impact on generations of Vietnamese Americans.
Lisa Dam reuniting with the man she last saw when she was 19 years old. Then, as now, she credits him with saving her life.
No, you did it. Without you, we would not have been here.
You're here, that's the main thing. That's all we ask for. Yeah.
In 1978, Lisa and 50 other Vietnamese refugees were fleeing communism after the fall of Saigon. But they got lost in the South China Sea, 33 adults and 18 children, adrift on this fishing boat, low on fuel and hope.
How dire was the situation?
Many ships passed by and didn't rescue us.
But death would not be their destiny, thanks to a man who was chief mate on this container ship. George Peterson.
I'm the captain's right-hand man. He told me to go down on a boat, tell them they can have all the food and all the water, but we really can't take them up.
But George insisted on bringing them all on board, prepared to accept any consequences.
What made you think we can't just give them food and water? We need to rescue them.
Any human being can see that if somebody needs help, you give them help.
An Truong, now an attorney for the city of Los Angeles, and his brother Van were 4 and 9 at the time.
But I do remember seeing for the first time huge men with blue eyes, big muscles, like literally carrying us, you know, from the little boat up to the ship.
That decision that he made changed everything for us.
For years, George tried to find the 51 people on that boat, but it wasn't until a neighbor in Seattle asked if she could help by looking up a name on the list of refugees that George kept. That was the breakthrough.
It started with Minh Nguyen, the first of the refugees on the boat who have reconnected with George. Many of them, like An Truong, wanting to make him proud.
I became a social worker. I want to give back to the community to help other people like George has inspired me to do.
Now 88, George is still hoping to find the 23 people he has yet to reunite with.
How important is it for you to try to meet all of the people that were on that little fishing boat?
I would love to know where they are. Especially the kids. Where are the kids today? The rest of them. Yeah,
that's your dad. That's you.
Until then, gratitude.
You were the right person in the right place in the right time.
Thank you.
And unending love.
George!
I love that giggle. George, incredibly humble about what he did that day in 1978. But if you ask him what he is most proud of, he'll say it's the lives those refugees have created for themselves in America. So many of them have gone on to lead extraordinary lives. Attorneys, biologists, successful entrepreneurs. They've really made the most of their second chances. And you think about that, it truly is the embodiment of the American dream.
Yeah, right. But what's striking, yeah, yeah, you know, is that so many people in your story there, they were so young at the time of yeah, the rescue, but they have such vivid memories of the day.
You know, it's remarkable because some were as young as 4, 9. And the thing that really stands out to a lot of them, which I thought was funny, is the food, yeah, because it was like the first time they'd tasted an apple or a hot dog or Kool-Aid. And so that, like, you know, those sensory details, yeah, when you experience something, it comes back to you. And I remember my parents, they would say they always remember tasting cheesecake for the first time when we came to America in Oregon, and our sponsor family, you know, presented them with a cheesecake.
And I know you were saying it's his mission to find out what happened to everyone on the boat. How's it going?
So since this story started airing, he's getting some traction. We're getting emails, people reaching out saying, wait, I think I recognize someone in that photo. So we've not been able to confirm anything yet, but that's really what we're hoping for, that we can help George. He's 88 years old. He would love to know what happened to everybody on that boat.
Wow. Here's the thing. You mentioned the embodiment of the American dream, those folks being the embodiment. Vicky Nguyen's also the embodiment of the American dream as well. So.
Well, that story is very close to my heart. As a boat person myself, yeah, and my family came here, and it was the kindness of strangers who really helped us get a start in America.
And look at
something,
you now.
Yes. We need to remember.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Very grateful.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you for that.
Yep. All right. Well, coming up next, would you sit down for a sandwich with a stranger, if it were free? meet the woman who became a viral sensation when her unexpected weekly routine went nuts. And of course, I had to give it a try. And then later, if you're going to be traveling this summer, we've got everything you're going to want to bring on the plane, the boat, whatever you're going on. Third hour of today.
Oh,
we'll be
cute.
Right back. Look at that.
Welcome back on this morning's Food for Thought. A woman who used a sandwich to push herself outside her comfort zone.
That's right. I love this. I recently met up with Katie Scar, who described herself as a very shy person, but she still had an appetite for human connection. So where did she turn? Where everybody does. TikTok.
It really has, like, restored my faith in humanity. I'm amazed at the nice people that I meet. My life kind of completely got turned upside down.
For Katie Scar, life started to roll in a different direction, all because of sandwiches.
Hi, would you eat a sandwich with a stranger in New York City, aka me? I am the stranger.
That video spread through TikTok, gaining almost 400,000 views. So I decided to go on a sandwich date. Why did you decide to start doing this?
I love meeting people, but I'm very, very shy and awkward around a lot of people. Honestly, during the pandemic, I got a little lonely and I felt the need to, like, push myself to get out and be doing more things. So I just was like, I'm gonna force myself to, like, go meet new people, and randomly decided to put it on TikTok. I had never posted a TikTok before. I had no idea how it even worked. I had no idea what would happened, which is that I got like 500 emails in a week.
So you get 500 emails. How do you decide which one you were going to answer and then go meet that person? Because
that's
it's not
true.
Something I would tell my kid to do.
Yeah, no, that's true. Every single person that emailed me, almost, except for maybe like 5 out of the 500, were genuinely nice people. People would often include their social media information so that I could look them up and see that they were real people. And honestly, I have kind of been following my gut and making sure that I'm safe.
Since January of this year, Katie's been going on a weekly sandwich date with all sorts of people.
My great date, Jabari, is a lawyer. This week we are joined by Jane. Meet Vanessa. Jonathan is a great dad. He takes his sons on all kinds of adventures.
Breaking the ice and bread at a variety of New York City eateries. Who doesn't like a sandwich?
Yeah, yeah.
It's a, you know, sandwich is a casual, hey, let's meet up, let's have a sandwich. I'll have a sandwich.
That's true. There's such a variety of sandwiches. Mm-hmm. They're casual, fairly inexpensive. Mm-hmm. It's like such a low pressure way to meet somebody.
Have you kept up with people that you've had sandwich dates with?
Yes, I have. I've kept up with all of them to some degree, some more than others. There's a woman that I met that I had no idea when I reached out to her that we work in the exact same office building. So we've hung out. I met someone that I'm actually kind of dating in real life.
Kind of dating. Well, hold on. Ricky, come on over here. How did your sandwich date with Katie go?
That was pretty, went pretty well.
Obviously. So you got a sandwich, and you made a love connection.
And I made a love connection, so thank you, honey.
It's like, can I have an extra side of love?
Okay, question section.
In her TikTok videos, Katie includes a quick interview section with her dates.
What is your proudest accomplishment in life? What is your favorite memory from your life? What is currently bringing you the most joy in life?
Trying new things.
Planning a trip to Ireland.
Connecting with people.
So I, of course, got grilled as well.
What is your proudest accomplishment in life?
I would say my kids. They bring me joy. They also suck the life out of me every day, but nothing makes me happier.
While connecting with others, Katie has also reflected a lot about herself.
I get nervous every single time I'm convinced that the person is gonna not like me or be like, oh, she was not interesting, but I just, my feet walk there, I show up, and then everything goes so much better than I thought it would.
It almost sounds like you're saying, and the sandwich helps, to just show up.
Yeah, just show up in life for anything. Like, just get your feet on the ground and show up.
Oh, that's would you do nice.
That?
No, okay, Chanel?
I would.
Of course you would.
If I don't have anywhere to go or, you know, that's how you meet people. And
you know,
would friends. You do that?
You, no, don't
no,
even.
No, I probably
yeah,
would.
Don't
I No, I like
but
being by myself.
People miss human connection.
Yeah,
and I think
exactly.
Sometimes, with no judgment, you don't know me, you don't know my issues. Let me just sit down and start all over for
Kudos
a second.
To her, though.
That's right. Yeah, I think it's a great idea for our senior producer, Cecilia Fang, just to get her out of her apartment.
Yeah,
just boom, get her out. Anyway, as we mentioned,
she's cursing right now.
This is something Katie started in January with the goal of keeping it up for weekly for the whole year, and she is sticking with it.
Keep going, Katie.
All
keep
right.
Going.
Coming up next, clever gadgets to help your next flight go a bit smoother. Ooh, I like that. It's
kind of my wife, is that a scout bag?
Is that cute?
That's a scout bag.
We're not talking to her yet.
Oh.
And later, how to win any Memorial
we
Day
are,
cookout.
We are, but she's just ignoring Craig.
Look at this brisket. Do you want to know how to do this at home? We're going to fire up the grill for the ultimate holiday weekend mic drop.
You got to get brisket.
We'll be right back.
This morning on today's Can't Miss Summer, it is the unofficial start of summer, and we have what we all need to bring on a plane.
We have some good stuff. So global travel is back up to pre-pandemic levels for the first time since 2019. So lifestyle expert Bahar Tektesian is here with carry-on must-haves for all of your trips. Good morning to you.
Good morning, guys.
So this first one is fantastic. Just 2 days ago, I'm rushing through the airport, and I'm trying to put my carry-on on top of my suitcase,
yes.
right? And it's flopping all over the place.
Exactly.
But I didn't know you could buy a little gadget like this.
Yes, so this is called the Bag Bungee. It's all about carry-on these days, right?
Yes.
So this will help you strap on your tote, your coat, any sort of personal item. That way you're not moving about and just trying to like balance 100 different things.
Yes.
And it's about $19.99, so you can get two of them. Very versatile. It doesn't take up any
it's
space either.
Yep.
Personal carry-on bags.
Yes.
Yeah, so everyone's on the hunt for Roker's. He's a big bag guy.
He was saying he's a big backpack guy, and I agree with that because you can stuff a lot in there. And this one in particular from Everlane is, first of all, it's really chic. Mm-hmm. It's 100% made from recycled materials, but it's really smart and functional. Because you can put your laptop in there. Mm-hmm. There's a nice space for your water bottle, interior space for your magazine. It's really, really cute.
And here's what I like. It's got this little strap that you can put over the carry-on.
Yep.
Exactly, which is smart as well. And one tip that I would always mention is when you're traveling, make sure to bring these foldable tote bags because when you get to your destination, this can be a great beach bag or shopping bag.
That's true. Mm-hmm.
And dirty clothes bag.
And also Ziploc bags. I never leave without them because they can... you can put your trash in there or if something leaks. So always stuff those inside your carry-on as well.
And if you're traveling internationally, it's good to have one of those quart size to put your liquids in.
I love those, especially with like the little zipper situation. So that's from Everlane.
So many refillable water bottle stations now at airports. And you've got, this is a great idea.
Thank you. And thank goodness, right? Because there's nothing worse than paying like $3 for water.
It's not more.
And then they take it from you.
So
this way, this is from Stojo. It's a sports bottle, 20 ounces. This way you're staying hydrated, you're not getting in trouble from the TSA, and look how cute it is. Look, it goes down to this level. You push it down,
It's fun.
You push it down with a little bit more ease, but basically what happens is you fill this up, and then when you're done, You push it down. This is about $25. It comes in a variety of colors. And what's awesome is it's
so inept.
It also has this tether.
That's so simple a four-year-old could do. Somebody get us a four-year-old.
You have to take the lid off.
You have to take the lid off and get the air off a little bit. And you push it. There you go.
In the compression
sock. With a little bit of air off.
Yeah.
Love the compression sock.
You love compression sock, too.
I gave you some when we were traveling. Yeah.
And can I tell you, compression socks are really important, especially if you're going on these longer flights, because they do help to increase circulation. They increase blood flow and they reduce swelling. This is from a company, all these socks are sold on a company called John's Crazy Socks.
Okay.
And it's really cute because John is a young man who has Down syndrome.
Yes.
And 5% of these sales are actually going to support Special Olympics. He's a Special Olympic athlete.
He and his dad did this.
This is cute, right? Yeah. These start at about $19.99. They're fun. I feel like compression socks are sometimes medical and not so fun, but these are really, really fun as well.
Yeah.
And then, okay, for the gadget lovers out there, you guys like to listen to music or watch movies, but how frustrating is it when your earplugs don't fit into the jack?
100%.
Oh, I hate
like the
that.
Story of my life.
I have to bring like three different types of ports,
adapters,
and they're never the right one.
Nobody got time for that.
So AirFly Pro, this is the Duo. It's genius. This is basically a wireless Bluetooth splitter.
What?
So it's like a
What?
Oh, wow.
Isn't that so cool? You connect this to, like, let's say you're on the airplane and you want to watch the movie. Then you can, as long as your earbuds are wireless, they can be paired. You can
even
share.
Genius.
But more than one pair?
Yes. So if we go together and we want to listen to some music or watch the same show, this is a splitter. That's what a splitter does.
$54.99.
Well worth it because it's compact. And it'll make travel that much easier.
All right, I'm gonna sit here in the chair.
Okay, look at these old school bags.
Cute. Oh,
okay,
this is great.
This is from Sew Mine. This is a commuter essential bag.
It's cute.
And I love this because what you do is you stuff it with everything that you need immediately in the seat, whether it's your glasses, your wipes, your pencil.
I want you to feel like there's a kid behind you.
Maybe one of his kids.
I also love that we got the chairs from the TWA plane from 1984.
I know.
Where do we rent these things?
They're very, very, it's a relic.
They're vintage.
Yeah, clearly.
No, but honestly, this is a great idea because, let's say you're spread out on the road. Mom, can I have this? Can I have that?
Yes.
You just put it all there.
All right there.
And you can actually take this out and carry it and put
and
it right
into your backpack.
And you
also, have you ever left anything in the back of an airplane in that seat pocket?
Yes.
This is brilliant.
That's clever.
So cute. So you can carry this. It also prevents you from having to touch the inside of that, which can sometimes be a little
nasty. And adults as well.
Adults and kids, yes.
That's really cute.
You can get this on Amazon. It's really, really clever.
How much stuff do you take on a plane that you need all that?
All of those things.
All of these things.
So that they're accessible.
That's a good idea.
But don't do like we do and stick pins at them.
Right.
No, that would take a little too long.
These are good.
Good gift ideas, guys, too.
All right, for more on all of these items, you can check out today.com/shop. As a reminder, Today gets a commission for purchases made through the links on our website.
Well, coming up, we've been waiting all morning for this. Pitmaster sharing his secret for the best brisket you will ever slow cook. It's going to be perfect for the Memorial Day weekend. Later, ever wanted to get advice from a celebrity? Well, now you can. Everyone from Taylor Swift to Tyler Perry sharing their hard-earned wisdom with the class of 2022. We're going to round up some of the inspiring and hilarious highlights. Third hour of Today, we'll be right back.
This is a great idea.
This is
not a good look.
Thank you.
It's time to breathe easier this allergy season with Breathe Right Nasal Strips. With instant nasal congestion relief for up to 12 hours, you can spend your time on your terms, not on your noses. Stuffy nose from outdoor allergens? No problem. We got you. Allergy season just turned into stripping season. Instant relief from nasal congestion anytime, anywhere. Need more convincing? Click the banner below and get a free sample. Breathe Right. Get your strip on. Use as directed.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Memorial Day weekend is the unofficial start of barbecue season. Mm. And who better to kick it off with us than the ultimate expert, pitmaster and chef Kevin Bledsoe. Mm.
Kevin is the owner of Bledsoe's Bar and Q and author of the cookbook,
Bledsoe's Barbecue Cookbook, A Family Affair in Smoke and Soul.
Ooh,
Kevin,
like
this is just terrific.
This is
thanks
so great.
It's great
here
to have you.
Folks have been just dreaming all day. They just are obsessed with you. So let's talk about how to make the perfect brisket.
Okay, I'm going to do it our way.
We'll do it for this. And you guys have been doing this for generations in your family,
since
right?
I was 9 years old. I'm 21 now.
So what's the... So you start off rubbing mustard?
Yeah, that's just so that it's just so that the rub can sit on it better.
Uh-huh. And that's just regular yellow mustard.
That's just regular yellow mustard. It's better as on brisket than it is
on that's a pro tip right there.
Yeah, see, because sometimes people don't really, you know, you don't learn much. That's something I've never seen.
By the way,
that's the best thing about the
food. That's a generous sprinkle.
You know what? This is beef.
Ground pepper.
And
you want
that?
Oh, yeah, I do a little more, really. But it, like brisket, you really, the pepper melts down into the fat. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? That's why you go heavy on it.
And what is that?
What's this?
And this is just garlic salt.
All right.
Oh, my goodness.
Good. And you just do both sides?
You do both sides.
How far ahead, when you're going to smoke, do you
we just do it the same day.
Okay.
Because, you know, like I said, this is a bigger, it's a big brisket. And it ain't going.
Thank you. Morning TV.
That was so close.
Morning TV.
So close. He almost said bigger.
Yeah. So, but, I mean,
a
first,
big awesome brisket.
Big awesome brisket.
Yeah.
Some folks find the process of smoking intimidating. My younger brother loves to smoke. We don't have a smoker here in the studio. But for folks who are new to the process, walk us through it. What does it look like?
I mean, that's the cookbook. That's why we made the cookbook easy on some of the recipes. We got it from start to finish.
Okay. Okay.
So you can start normal on some chicken, and by the time you get through the book, you'll be smoking brisket like we smoked in brisket.
And the point of this, though, is not to rush it. It's low
it's slow.
It's
and slow like a 6-4. I'll take your time. Put it on, get you a cocktail, and relax. Barbecue is fun, you know? Mm-hmm. I mean, it's Memorial Day weekend, you know? First of all, we got to give thanks to the veterans.
Absolutely.
Tell them we love them. Thank you for your service. And then you don't want to be memorized for no bad barbecue.
No.
Not Al Roker.
Mm-mm. Nah, you got to have some good
stuff.
So
what's the story in the paper here?
So a lot of people wrap with foil.
Uh-huh.
I don't. Well, I feel it steams it.
Oh.
And then you see, let me wipe my sweat.
See, that's how you know you're doing it right, by the way.
You see when you wrap in foil.
Uh-huh.
Why, and all that juice is in there. Why you want all that juice in the foil?
True. That's smart.
You want it in the meat.
So that's just regular parchment paper?
Yeah, just regular parchment. So I'm opening this up.
I've never heard of that.
Oh, yeah.
How long?
15 hours. Low and slow like a 6-4.
15 hours. Look at that.
And that crust. Oh, wow.
Wait, I want to try it. Enough here. Y'all keep talking.
Uh-huh.
Now, you see what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Look at that.
Oh, yeah.
Now,
oh,
see, you don't see that much juice in there.
No, look at that.
Nah, ain't nothing healthy about it.
Well,
no.
But you're not eating this every day.
No, you're not eating it every day, just every other day.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Kevin, do you... When you take the wrapper off, do you touch it at all during the 15 hours?
Nah, if you're looking, you ain't cooking.
There you go.
And you know what? That's the whole thing about the the book. It shows you.
If you looking, you ain't
indirect
cooking.
Indirect cooking. Let it go slow.
Uh-huh.
And the only thing you changing is your firebox.
Uh-huh. Okay.
You understand what I mean?
Yes,
so you don't have to open up your cooking show.
Where do you? Can you cut into that and let's see what that looks like?
Oh my gosh.
Look and that's
that.
It. You just rub it. Like, there's no...
Just rub it.
Look at that. Wow.
Are you kidding me?
And you don't really need sauce or anything.
I mean, I like sauce on my brisket, but, you know.
But you don't have to.
No, you don't have to.
You have to try this.
Wait a minute.
Oh, my gosh. Listen, this is why you're the GOAT.
Oh.
This is amazing.
Oh.
That is beautiful.
You went home and you see that.
Oh, my God.
Mm.
That is beautiful.
I cut that a little thick. So.
You did. That's okay. Yeah. You know who you're dealing with here.
Oh. Kevin, this is amazing.
I'm so glad to be here. But that's what it's all about. It's the holiday. You're among family and friends. You know what I mean? Get out with some good food. Make it memorable.
What else do you have in your cookbook that's some of your favorites?
Oh, you know, the best thing about the cookbook, it's not just barbecue. It's soul food.
Okay.
It's all kind of different cooks, and it's from step one to step 10.
Everybody can do it.
I want you to get that cookbook not just for barbecue. I want you to do it for the holidays.
Okay.
Thanksgiving, Christmas, we got recipes for everything.
If you have to choose one side to have with your barbecue, what is it?
Collard greens.
All right, there you go.
Collard greens with ham hock.
Kevin, thank you.
Come back next year. We'll make this an annual thing.
All right. I will be back anytime y'all have me.
For these recipes and more, head to today.com/food.
If you looking, you ain't cooking. Up next, 'tis the season for graduation speeches. They couldn't find anybody else.
You're sweating as much as Kevin.
Because I think I had the COVID then. I actually had the honor of giving one of those speeches along with other amazing speakers from all over the country. We're going to listen to some of the messages spreading inspiration to the class of 2022 and beyond. We're in the third hour of today. Mouths full.
Oh, my God.
Continue. Oh, great.
This is ridiculous.
I didn't realize your rub was that simple.
So millions of students graduating this year are hearing from different voices as they mark this major milestone about resiliency, their resolve, and a common message that despite the obstacles, they have the power to change the world.
A few weeks ago, I had the honor of giving the commencement address to the graduates of the University of South Carolina, and I was in good company with commencement speakers around the country. Here are some of the most memorable highlights so far.
It's official. You may call me Dr. Tyler Perry. Yes, a doctorate without a student loan, I'll take it all day long.
I am beyond delighted. The first five speakers that you asked had a conflict.
I am elated to be here with you today as we celebrate and graduate New York University's class of 2022.
You might think that there's something special about your speaker, about me, but really there isn't. I crammed for tests just like you guys. I wish I had more friends. I felt misunderstood.
The future of our country and our world will be shaped by you.
When you imagine your future and the winding path that is laid out before you, remember that the question you should ask is not what will happen, but who will I be when it does?
Every one of you is an influencer, and you make history every single day.
And this moment is only the beginning. It is the end of one part of your life, but it is the beginning of the rest of your life.
You missed out on some things, but you did something that is going to serve you quite well on this journey that we call life. You adapted. You made the best of it all.
Sometimes the right thing to do is to throw out the old schools of thought in the name of progress and reform. Sometimes the right thing to do is to sit and listen to the wisdom of those who have come before us.
Fear and certainty, they're an illusion. So is the belief that you are small or that someone else is bigger, better, or braver than you.
There is nothing that will get in the way of creating a life you won't, except you.
People ask me all the time, what is your key to success? Is it talent? No. Is it luck? No. Is it even being smart? No. To the class of 2022, the key to success is persistence.
Seize opportunities when they reveal themselves. Love with all your heart. Never give up, but allow yourself to fail, please, because you can't succeed without effing up now and then.
Be curious, not cool. Be virtuous and purposeful. Do good things. Help others. Do not get frozen in the ice of your own indifference.
We're doing this together, so let's just keep dancing like we're the class of 22.
Congratulations on this tremendous achievement.
Congratulations.
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 You did it. Go and be great. Be great.
Yeah. It was an honor, but I should tell folks I'm sweating so much. I found out that I had COVID.
Wow.
So the next day.
In spite of it, great words.
They're really very good speeches. You know, I've said this before. Hoda got me into this where when I exercise, if I go running, I listen to graduation speeches. Yeah. They are some of the most uplifting, motivating. It doesn't matter how old you are. It can't hurt to get words of encouragement.
But this particular class, they really, if you think back.
They've been through it, haven't they? That's a good point.
And the class before them. And in fact, a lot of these graduations, it's a combination of last year's class and this year's class.
That's true.
Given that chance.
Congratulations, graduates.
Congratulations.
Go. Be great.
Love you.
We will be right back.
Well, that does it for our Friday, but Monday on the third hour of today, we're making grilled nachos perfect for your Memorial Day menu.
Yum. And coming up next on Hoda and Jenna, Glenn Powell from the new movie Top Gun Maverick. What happened when Tom Cruise sent him skydiving for the first time?
All right. We'll see you back here next week. Folks, have a fantastic holiday weekend.
We'll see you on Monday.
Be safe.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.